Balanced fluid or 0.9% saline in children treated for septic shock. Published April 23, 2026. N. Engel J. Med. 2026, 395, 870-881. DOI 10.1056/NEJMOA 2600-1969. Abstract. Background. Whether treatment with balanced crystalloid fluid leads to better outcomes than 0.9% saline in children treated for septic shock is debated. Methods. In this pragmatic clinical trial conducted at 47 emergency departments in 5 countries, patients, 2 months to and LT, 18 years of age, with suspected septic shock and abnormal perfusion, were randomly assigned to receive fluid resuscitation with either balanced fluid or 0.9% saline for up to 48 hours. The primary outcome was a major adverse kidney event, a composite of death, new renal replacement therapy, or persistent kidney dysfunction, at 30 days after enrollment or hospital discharge, whichever occurred first. Results. Of 9041 enrolled patients, 277, 6.1%, in the balanced fluid group and 282, 6.2%, in the 0.9% saline group withdrew from the trial, leaving 4235 and 4247 patients, respectively, for analysis. A primary outcome event occurred in 137 patients, 3.4% in the balanced fluid group and in 124, 3% in the 0.9% saline group, difference 0.4 percentage points, 95% confidence interval psi minus 0.5 to 1.3, risk ratio 1.1, 95% CI 0.88 to 1.4, p equals 0.85. The median number of hospital-free days during 28 days after enrollment was 23, interquartile range, 19 to 25 in both groups. Hyperchloremia occurred in 868 patients, 31.4% in the balanced fluid group and in 1383, 49% in the 0.9% saline group. Hypernatremia in 52, 1.8% and 89, 3.1%, respectively. And hyperlactatemia in 260, 19.8% and 228, 16.7%. No differences in other safety outcomes or adverse events were seen. Conclusions. Among children treated for septic shock, no significant difference was seen in the incidence of death, new renal replacement therapy, or persistent kidney dysfunction when fluid resuscitation was administered with balanced fluid as compared with 0.9% saline. Funded by Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development and others. P. Roe MPT Bolus Clinical Trials. Gov number, NCT04102371. Are you a member of an institution, such as a university or hospital? Learn more about institutional access. Notes. This article was published on April 24, 2026, at NEJM.org. A data sharing statement provided by the authors is available with the full text of this article at NEJM.org. Supported by grants from the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, R01HD101528, the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, P50DK114786, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Health, SAP 4,100,080,5749. The Medical Research Future Fund International Clinical Trial Collaboration, Canberra, Australia, GNT1190814, and the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, 173,498. Additional support was provided by the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Research Institute and Alberta Children's Hospital Research Institute. The Pediatric Emergency Care Applied Research Network, PECARN, is funded by awards U03MC00008, U03MC00001, U03MC00003, U03MC00006, U03MC00007, U03MC22684 and U03MC22685 from the Emergency Medical Services for Children Network Development Demonstration Program of the Maternal and Child Health Bureau, Health Resources and Services Administration, under a cooperative agreement. The Pediatric Research and Emergency Department's International Collaborative, PREDICT, network is funded in part by a grant, GNT2024601, from the National Health and Medical Research Council Center of Research Excellence, Canberra, Australia, the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, Parkville, Australia, and the Victorian Government's Operational Infrastructure Support Program, Melbourne, Australia. Disclosure forms provided by the authors are available with the full text of this article at nejm.org. We thank the staff at the Global Pediatric Emergency Research Network for endorsement of this trial. The staff at the National Center for Advancing Translational Sciences Trial Innovation Network for consultation of the trial design and methods, and for providing financial support of the PRO-MPT Bolus Pilot and Feasibility Trial. J. Michael Dean, M.D., Charlie Casper, Ph.D., Sally Jo Zuspin and Melissa Metheny from the PECARN Emergency Medical Services for Children Data Center and Rick Watts from the Pediatric Emergency Research Canada, PERC, Data Coordinating Center for their insightful comments and advice regarding data collection efforts across sites in the PERC network. Jill Barron, MD, MBE, for ethics consultation of the design phase of this trial. Nader Yeya, MD, MSCE, and Ed Oakley, MBBS, FACEM, for their contributions to the trial methods. Members of the Pediatric Acute Lung Injury and Sepsis Investigators Network, the Society of Critical Care Medicine Discovery Network, the Australian and New Zealand Intensive Care Society Pediatric Study Group, the Australasian College for Emergency Medicine Clinical Trials Network, and the Children's Inpatient Research Collaboration of Australia and New Zealand for review and endorsement of the trial. And Andrew Costarino, MD, for serving as the independent medical monitor for this trial. Supplementary material. Information and AMP, authors. Information. Published in. Copyright. Copyright 2026 Massachusetts Medical Society, all rights reserved, for personal use only. Any commercial reuse of any JM Group content requires permission. History. Published online, April 23, 2026. Published in issue, September 3, 2026. Topics. Authors. Metrics and AMP, citations. Metrics. Altmetrics. Citations. Export citation. Select the format you want to export the citation of this publication. Cited by Fluid Resuscitation in Patients with Sepsis, for whom the balance tolls, New England Journal of Medicine, 395, 9, 921, 922, 2026. /doi/full/10/1056/nejmi2609856. Balanced crystalloid versus saline for resuscitation in adult sepsis. A systematic review and meta-analysis. Frontiers in Medicine, 13, 2026. https://doi.org/10/3389/fmed2026. 1,906,761. Acute bronchiolitis, pediatric acute respiratory distress syndrome, and sepsis. Leading journal reads and what this means. Pediatric Critical Care Medicine, 27.7/891-895/2026. https://doi.org/10/197/PCC00000000000395. IV bolus, maintenance and medication carrier, fluid in children with community-acquired sepsis. A multicenter cohort study, Archives of Disease in Childhood. Archdischild 2025-330189, 2026. https://doi.org/10, 1136/Archdeschild2025-330189. Sepsis Pediatrica en la Era de la Surviving Sepsis Campaign 2026. De la Reanimación a la Medicina de Precisión y el Seguimiento a Largo Plazo. Revista Mexicana de Pediatría 93-2, 87-93, 2026. https://doi.org/10353661236140. Loading.